Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. In the last issue of Captain America, the Red Skull, in Captain America's body, air quotes, sent Captain America in Red Skull's body, air quotes, away. Let's see where he sent him.
Where's he going? He sends him to the Island of the Exiles, which is where the Red Skull sent all of his compatriots who were going to betray him. So you've
got the exile team.
So you've got Captain America in Red Skull's body being sent to the island where Red Skull's former allies are.
Yes.
You know, setting it up so that, you know, they're going to take each other out, essentially, is what I think.
That was his plan.
Yeah, exactly.
It shows because he basically drops Cap Skull into their laps,
right,
and they start attacking him. And
right off the bat.
And it's just, it's attack after attack after attack. Cap Skull is holding his own, but he's kind of starting to get overwhelmed. And this is similar to what was going on. Red Skull is just like, all right, I don't need to watch this anymore. They'll definitely take care of him. And he just stops looking.
Yeah, he pats himself on the back. What a great stroke of genius on my part. I don't need to watch anymore. There's still a world for me to win.
Yeah, and when he looks away, that's when we get Red Wing, this Falcon, comes flying up and stops them from hurting Cap.
You love how the foreshadowing, in these issues and at that time, that there was no real foreshadowing. It was literally like, two panels ahead of time. Now enter a character.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
That's all they needed.
So it gave Cap enough, or Cap in Skull's body, to just get out.
Right, and then it leads into a panel that cracks me up. So he manages to get away from the exiles, and he's like, "Oh man, I, if I'm on this island with these guys, they're gonna be able to notice me all the time." And it's like this entire time. Then Cap comes up with this brilliant idea: let's take off the Red Skull mask.
I never knew it was a mask.
Neither did I.
Which I'm pretty sure the Red Skull nowadays is not.
No, it's not. You're right. It's like some kind of, which is exactly what they went with the MCU, which is why he pulled off the Hugo Weaving mask and there was a Red Skull underneath.
Yes.
But rather than the other way around in the original comic.
In the 60s, late 60s, early 70s, never knew. It blew my mind.
And as smart as the Skull is to manage to get the Cosmic Cube and deduct that the prosperity of one lone village suddenly getting up was enough for him to have the cube, maybe I should turn Cap into the version of me where it's actually his face rather than the mask.
He can't change anything on him. But he ends up taking this Skull mask off. And
power
with
of comics,
some,
right?
Yeah. With some clay, he's able to morph his features. Because
rather than just look like a guy with clay on
his face.
Well,
but his worry...
Like, imagine you getting out in the backyard, shaving your beard.
Ugh.
For those of you who don't know, Joe has a tremendous beard that is a very Franciscan in its design. Going out in your backyard, digging up some red clay, and being like, you know what? I'm going to look like someone else. Joe, you just have clay on your face.
Yeah, well, I'll make it look good.
Yeah, there you go. No doubt.
But, so... And, I mean, he obviously is a master of disguise, apparently. Because it works.
Right.
But his biggest worry was he wasn't sure if the exiles have seen Skull without his Red Skull mask on.
Otherwise, he had to change it
a little bit.
So I do appreciate that kind of like, if I was a character.
Not even foreshadowing. It's just like cautionary.
Right.
And then Red Skull mentions later on that...
Goldarn!
They can't find Cap. Oh, I wonder if he has taken his mask off. They've never seen me without it. Oh, crap. Again, going back to what you were talking about, how the all-powerful Cosmic Cube did not...
grant him wisdom.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe power, but not wisdom, you know? And then it cuts to New York, you know, where the Red Skull in Captain America's body, suddenly what we get is a montage of him thinking to himself how stupid all the adorers of Captain are.
He's abusing the ability. He's
abusing
the power, the fandom of Captain America.
He's eating it up. Where Captain America before was always so humble, now suddenly you've got this prideful Captain America that's staying in the best hotel.
Getting taxi rides for free.
Getting all
these photo ops.
Having gals feel his muscles. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And you even have people who are counting on, like the journalists, who are saying, I don't get it. Cap was always camera shy, but what happens? One guy says, anyone can change. Could that be all the publicity has gone to his head?
Yep.
Which, this right here is brilliant, I think, writing, because that's actually how journalists are. They don't care why a reason might be, if it allows for a storyline, because they're going to grab the headline first.
Yep. And then they'll get people to read the story
right,
and buy the paper.
And then they will compile the facts.
Yep.
You know, you've got some journalists. So it's today too, as well as that. You know, you've got this ability that hey, the publicity can go to somebody's head. You know what I mean? Which is, you know, not even Captain is immune from it. So I appreciate that they sit there and don't go, hey, he's so altruistic that he would never do that. There's still this like recognition on a human level that Captain is still human.
Next, we have a couple panels here going back to AIM. And apparently they're trying to figure out was they somebody has they lost the Cosmic Cube because like you had said,
and this is the story curveball that they throw.
Yeah, like I didn't know that the cube was made by AIM.
Right. So, you know, me, I had always been a fan of Marvel Comics with Spider-Man and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Spidey was always my guy. But here, you've got Skull doing a monologue with the cube. And how do they do this? But is the cube really his? You know, insert editor's note here. And it cuts to, they use that as a segue to cut into the fact that AIM is like bringing who back together? Who else but MODOK?
Mm-hmm. Apparently, last time he showed up in the comics, when Cap attacked him, they thought he blew him up. They blew him up, but he survived.
Of course, villains always do.
They always
have a backup plan.
And so he was
poor fate.
He was in hiding, and so he's trying to get rid of the power of the cube from afar, because if they can't have the cube, no one should be able to have the cube.
Right. Something with that kind of power, you know.
Exactly. If they can't control it, in bad hands. Right. So then we head back over to this island.
Island of the Exiles.
And we meet Sam Wilson, who is just running around. He's got his Falcon, Red Wing, with him. And as he's wandering the jungle, Captain America in Skull's body, sees the Falcon, sees this individual, and he's like, hey, that's a Falcon that helped me. Who are you? And they introduce himself. You know, he's Sam Wilson. I'm from Harlem. I came here to just kind of help out with the natives because of reasons.
And the reasons being, essentially, the Exiles had been looking for somebody to
teach them
to do a Falcon hunt.
Yes.
Because all of what follows here, essentially, is Sam Wilson's backstory of, I was a kid that loved birds,
mm-hmm.
and then I bought a falcon, and I...
Well, he found it. He came across.
I found a falcon, and I trained it good.
Yep.
And that's pretty much all the story...
That's all you need.
Especially at these times, you know what I mean? That's to make it compelling. Hey, I'm a kid from Harlem who loved birds,
yep.
and I got hired by the Exiles to come here and could tell that, hey, they were up to no good, so what did I do? I'm going to go ahead and help the local natives... Like, rise up against them.
Yes. And so Cap sees something in... Cap Skull sees something in Sam that ultimately he can exploit,
mm-hmm.
but really just kind of build his inner hero in mm-hmm. him. And so he's convincing him to help him out and to maybe put on a costume or a mask and costume. And Sam is like, me, a costume clown? Don't put me on, man. He's just like, you know, that's for the folks statewide.
That's for the Captain America guys.
Yeah. But he convinces them, and
in true comic book fashion, half an hour later, he's got a costume all banged out by the local natives who know how to work a loom.
Pretty awesome. Like, and the green outfit itself was kind of cool. The belt, that big belt buckle was awesome.
And you know what? Do you mind if I get a picture? Because in the issues that I... Actually, you're right. He does look pretty banging there. In the version that I was reading, it was all black and white. You know, so I don't get some of the...
You can thank the library for that one.
Thanks, library.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with the next chapter of this Captain America story arc.